Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I just argued a case at the Federal Court of Appeals with regards to a counseling ban that says our clients cannot provide any counsel even when their clients, the individuals that are seeking the counsel, have a goal of changing their unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or gender conflicts. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I'm really curious. I get really frustrated with the media, and they're always calling it conversion therapy and making it sound like these clients get shocked in therapy, whatnot. How did you address that in court?
Well, first of all, I said there is no such thing as conversion therapy. It's a political term. It's not a term used by counselors. And any kind of shock therapy, I said, that's decades and decades ago.
It's all made up, right?
It's like saying that you couldn't counsel someone anymore because, you know, a century ago, somebody used lobotomies.
Or bloodletting or something.
You know? Well, yeah, maybe that's true that some people did that years ago, but nobody in the counseling world does that now.
Right. You'd lose your license,
yeah,
right?
And so the fact is there is no such thing as conversion therapy, but it's a political term they use, and it's not anything that our clients do. And in fact, the evidence 100% shows, and everyone agrees to this because there's no contrary evidence to it, that 100% of our clients' communication is only speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and somebody says, well, what do you do in a counseling room? You talk.
Have you ever been to a counselor?
You just talk.
Yeah.
You just talk. You don't bring out your paddle. You know, you don't...
We don't do whack-a-mole or anything.
You don't twist their arm behind their back until they cry uncle. You just sit there and talk. You listen and you talk. And you find out where the client is having stresses and where they want to go and how they want to resolve it, and you try to help them get there. And the analogy I used is like a GPS. The clients are the driver of a car. The counselors are the GPS. The GPS doesn't dictate to the driver where the driver should go when you get into the car. The driver sets the goal, pushes the buttons, and selects the direction. The GPS, because of its experience in technology, has the ability to help that driver reach the goal. Mm-hmm. Same thing with counseling. Because of their experience, the counselor is equipped to help that client reach their goal. It's the client that sets the goal. But under these laws, if there's any goal to change, that's banned. Now, the arguments went very well. We don't know how the court will ultimately rule. We had a panel of three judges. Two of those judges were individuals who were appointed by President Donald Trump. One of them was a former justice on the Georgia Supreme Court.
Mm.
The other was a former justice on the Florida Supreme Court. She was on the Florida Supreme Court for only a very short time. She had been a judge in a lower district court of appeals, a state court, the Intermediate State Court of Appeals. And when Governor DeSantis became governor in 2019, he selected her to serve on the Florida Supreme Court. So she probably has the shortest tenure ever of a justice on the Florida Supreme Court because then President Donald Trump nominated her and she was confirmed to the Federal Court of Appeals. So we have a panel of three judges. The arguments went well. I don't think that the county of Palm Beach or the city of Boca Raton presented very good arguments. I don't think their arguments are solid at all. I never have thought that they were solid. In fact, the city attorney representing Boca Raton gets up during her presentation, and she tries to argue that the county of Palm Beach County actually had sufficient evidence, or there was sufficient evidence to ban this counseling because they argued that it was harmful to children.
Evidence.
That was evidence.
Okay.
And so she cited this Ryland report, and the problem is it's not in the record. And so I got up during my rebuttal and I said, the report she decided is not in the record. The judges all wrote notes, because you're not supposed to cite things that are not in the record. The record is already there and it's closed. You can't add to it. And I said, and by the way, even if it were in the record, it wouldn't help them, because that particular report specifically says that they cannot conclude that there is a cause and effect between counseling and any kind of negative repercussion or effect in this particular area. So even that study, that's not in the record, by the way, doesn't help them. And indeed, the city and the county, in their litany of things as to why they were adopting this in their ordinances, they cited to the APA task force, the American Psychological Association task force report. And that report says that you shouldn't ban this counseling. You should have informed consent. Our clients have informed consent. It also says, in fact, that there is a dearth of research regarding minors. There's no evidence that there is, in fact, any harm to minors, that there ought to be additional research in the area. And they actually say, regarding adults, there's evidence that people do change. Well, we know that people change.
Right, we know them personally. Yeah.
So it's amazing how they cite these things and they try to say, well, it's so harmful, it's so bad. Well, guess what? The record shows there's not one single complaint
right
anywhere in the state of Florida.
And, you know, it's important to note that these are licensed counselors. They have to follow strict protocol or else they'll lose a license. But with these bans, you're putting this kind of responsibility into people that, like, decide what height the grass is.
Yeah.
They're not trained for this. They don't know what all this
no,
sexual confusion
fact, yeah,
is.
Here's
That's
the crazy.
Crazy
thing is how would these things be enforced? In Palm Beach County and Boca Raton, it is somebody who has a high school diploma or a high school diploma equivalent. In other words, somebody who's not even graduated from high school, but they may have a GED or some other kind of high school diploma equivalent. Now, I'm not downing that, but
right.
But here's somebody
not trained for
who's a,
this.
who's got a GED. And now they're going to make a determination of somebody who is a licensed counselor with an undergraduate, master's, doctorate degree, licensing, practicing for years, and they're going to make a decision between, is what that counselor just said a goal to change, or is it not a goal to change? And they're going to be the deciders? I mean, it's absolutely
they don't deal
nonsense.
With what is sexual confusion and same-sex attraction. They probably have to look it up in the dictionary,
They
right?
don't have a clue.
Yeah.
And so anyway, this case is the first case before the Court of Appeals since the 2018 NIFLA case regarding the crisis pregnancy centers, and continue to keep it in prayer. We also, by the way, have another case. Also, this one's at the same Court of Appeals, and it comes out of Tampa, Florida.
We won that one.
We won that one, and we won it. The court didn't address the First Amendment issue on that. The court addressed whether or not local governments have the authority to regulate in this area, and the court concluded no, because this is a comprehensively regulated area of doctors, osteopaths, psychiatrists, counselors. There's regulations. There's all kinds of information in the Florida statutes and in the administrative regulations. There's no room for a local government to regulate in this area.
Right.
And they have no competency.
So, right. So the city has appealed on our
city appealed
win,
on that.
Right.
And then we have filed our briefs on the case. We're filing our responsive brief, our answer brief, and then we'll be done. So then the case will be set for oral argument, and that'll happen sometime later this year at the Court of Appeals.
And so we'll go back to the same Circuit Court of Appeals,
we'll go back
right?
to the same yeah. Circuit Court of Appeals, probably a different panel of judges, but same Circuit Court of Appeals. The one that we have now that I just argued is on the First Amendment. The other one is on the fact that local governments have no authority to do this. And why is that important? Well, because there's about 18 states, which include the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, that have these bans across the landscape of their jurisdiction. And there's about 60 or so local ordinances around the country, like Tampa, like Palm Beach County, Boca Raton, and other places around the country as well, where they can't get it passed on the state level. So they try to do it on a local level.
But the bottom line here, Matt, is that we're helping children to get the help they seek.
That's the thing. That's the bottom line. And that's what counseling is all about. Counselors help people, and they help them through talking. And they help them when the client has a stress and the client comes in and says, I don't want that stress. I want to have a better life to overcome that kind of stress, whatever it is. In this case, it could be unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, gender confusion. But under these laws, they can't do it. They have to either be silent or override their opinions of the clients, their choice. Continue to keep this in prayer because one of these cases will go to the U.S. Supreme Court. We have others pending as well so that we can strike these dangerous laws down around the country. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. lc.org.